First thing is first, before we dive into next week and next weekend, which will be Easter. Ooh, cruise night's coming on Thursday.
What?
We got a weekend to deal with first.
It's the weekend.
And what is ever so worthy of your weekend? Well, yeah, here at Hank FM, Mark Phillips will kick this off in earnest this afternoon. But Reba, 71 tomorrow, so we're doing a big old Reba birthday bash weekend. So be playing those Reba tunes. She's got a lot of them all weekend long. Yeah,
back
she's been around
back
for a bit.
To back to back.
Country Music Hall of Famer.
More hits all weekend.
You betcha, right there. As far as the sporting front goes for the weekend, a lot going on. We have, of course, baseball back in action. Not like anybody can watch it for free, though. Man, I got home yesterday, and it's like they're day games, right, to kick off opening day. Turned on TV. Not one baseball game to watch. Unless you want to pay for the streaming services,
you know,
of course.
This is, I'm just going to say it, this is un-American.
Yeah,
you
I agree.
Let me know what I can do. As someone who has no problem calling the manager and the sports director.
And they raised the price for the Rangers season to watch on the Victory app, too.
Hooray!
I know! So, according to news reports, our Rangers lost yesterday. They
Dang
lost.
It.
Yeah, game number one, 5-3 out there in Philadelphia. They'll continue their series. Home opener is next Friday. And Hank FM will be live out there taking on the hated Cincinnati Reds.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be handling that?
I think Aaron Wilde will be out there. So, and maybe Leslie can tag along.
What? I mean, I would.
Elsewhere in the NCAA Basketball March Madness, baby, tournament, the Sweet 16, it kicked off last night. UT fell. Oh, boy, last-minute bucket ended up adding to their demise. So Longhorns are out. And Houston out, too. They lost last night. So no Texas teams left on the men's side of the bracket. On the women's side, well, we still got our Horned Frogs going on strong. And they will head out west playing tomorrow against hated Virginia.
Oh.
And that will be in the women's NCAA March Madness tournament.
Yeah, Virginia's not very nice. I've met her.
So they'll continue on. Leave Virginia alone. She's not like you.
You
or
know what?
Me.
She's for lovers.
And the rest, a lot of the other games will be played right down the road at Dickey's Arena, too. And those games kick off this afternoon. Notre Dame and Vanderbilt. And later on this afternoon, North Carolina and UConn. So I know you'll be there, certainly with your reporter pass.
Yeah, absolutely.
And your fedora hat.
Positively.
Getting ready to record all of the results for our sports department needs. You're not going right there.
What?
All right. Concerts up the road at Windstar, Lucas Oil Live, Alabama. Randy Owen and the boys will be on the stage there. Elsewhere, you've got, I think it's his final weekend, too. Someday I'd like to see it. You have, right? The Back to the Future musical?
Oh, yeah. It's really good.
Great.
It's fantastic. And the cast came out afterward.
Yeah.
We're like signing autographs for everyone. I know. It was super sweet. And if you can't afford the fancy tickets at Bass Hall, not saying that it's not a wonderful local resource, but there's somewhere much more fair that may be a little cheaper that you could go to eventually see that.
There you go.
Don't ask me how I know
these
things.
I just wish I had time to do it. If only I had a DeLorean, I could go back and tell my previous self to carve out more time.
Christopher, can you help us?
Great Scott. And evidently, going on out there, people are becoming Bearcats today. Is this something?
Yeah, it's a become a Bearcat day.
All right.
At Aledo ISD.
Do it.
You gotta pre-register. I don't even know how any of this works. I mean,
can
it's
I
like,
do it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it's elementary, middle school, or high school.
That probably. Well, I still have some high school eligibility left, probably.
Yeah, we've got some questions on this. Mm. My daughter saw this and was like, The campus is a little full. I don't know.
Yeah.
But become a Bearcat. All the cool kids are doing it. We're 6A. I'll meet you at the 2030. Everybody's going to be there anyway.
At least you're not
6'7".
What else we got in the Heather Lee land?
Well, I think at some point this weekend we're going to go get thing one fitted for contacts. She's a big girl now.
Okay.
I know. So we got that going on. And then tonight over at Alleea Middle School, this is exciting. She's doing a scene, I guess, with one of her teachers, Mrs. Daves, who was nice enough. They've been rehearsing very, very hard, and it is a monster fundraiser for the Alito Theater Department.
Excellent.
So that's going to be very, very exciting. What about you?
Well, speaking of the little girl becoming big girl, the kiddo's officially 18 tomorrow.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know what to make of that. I don't know how to process these feelings.
You know what? I was actually I was having some residual, I don't know if it's grief that you're feeling, but I was thinking about your family and praying over them because it dawned on me that now your daughter is going to be the same age that your mom got married.
Most real country for your mornings. KB and Heather Lee.